The Shulchan Aruch Rav states that foods which are machmas hasuda are defined as things which are not typically eaten outside of a meal. Consequently, they are tafel to the bread. The Shulchan Aruch Rav continues that these foods are only exempt from a bracha when the meal is predominantly bread. But if one doesn't want bread and only eats a little to exempt the other foods, it is questionable whether Hamaitzi exempts them, and therefore one should say a bracha on them and not eat any bread if one doesn't really want the bread. Just say a bracha on the other foods. Shulchan Aruch Rav then states that the definition of not machmas hasuda is foods which do not typically serve as the basis of a meal and are not eaten to fill up. Rather, they are eaten throughout the day. There's people snack on these things. And the example he gives is fruit. If these not machmas hasuda foods are eaten literally together with bread, then they become tafel to the bread. And even if one eats a little bit of them without bread in between bites that are eaten together with bread, they are still exempt from the bracha because still it's considered tafel to the bread. However, like the Magen Avraham, he agrees that this only works when the fruit was originally brought to the table to accompany bread. However, eating dessert together with bread only exempts the dessert that's literally eaten together with bread, but will not exempt dessert eaten alone, even if one started to eat the dessert with bread and intends to eat more later together with bread. Shulchan Aruch Rav concludes that ideally one should always start eating fruit without bread and say a bracha on the fruit. And in any situation where fruit requires a bracha during the meal, the Shulchan Aruch Rav states that this applies even if the fruit was in front of him when he said Hamaitzi, and he explicitly intended to eat this fruit during the meal and to exempt it with the Hamaitzi. Nevertheless, it does not work, and he must say a bracha on the fruit.